Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome again from the city of New York. I am airing from Brooklyn, New York again this morning. For those of you who listened on Sunday, know that I mentioned that my auntie, my favorite auntie, Ida, in Brooklyn, lost her husband. So I've been down here. Today is my 6th or 7th day, and I'm still down here because every time I attempt to go, there's something else that's wrong with the weather. So in the midst of everything, I'm here helping my auntie out, getting a little R&R, and Toby is here with me too in New York City, so we are having a great time, and just reminiscing on old days. So my auntie shared with me last night a poem on smile, and I want to share it with you this morning, and then afterwards I'm going to go ahead and give you some of what today is going to mean. I do not have a guest on this morning, so I decide that I'm going to devote today on Listeners Appreciation Day. And I have some goodies I will be giving away. And after I read this piece of poetry, I will tell you what the giveaways are and how you can get them. So, a smile. A smile costs nothing but gives much. It enriches those who receive without making poorer those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he or she can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can't make rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters good will in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and it nurtures best antidote for trouble. Yet, it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. Some people are too tired to give you a smile. Give them one of yours, as none needs a smile as much as he who has no more to give. And that is so powerful, because each of us as entrepreneurs, our business depends greatly on relationships. And if you listened last week, you heard Lady O on the show speaking about relationships and the advantages that strong relationship means to our business. So I just thought that was a powerful piece of poetry to share with you this morning. So, as I mentioned briefly, that I do not have a guest on this morning, and so it's not a regular show where you're going to have the conversation of a guest or an expert. However, what I am encouraging you, my listeners, to do is to call in and let us discuss what are some of your plans that you have in place for the 2011. Because you know that this is a year of abundance. It is a year of magnificence. And we do not want anyone to be left out in the cold. So we are looking to work with you and see how we can help you to do things differently. So now, the number to call into the show is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And that's the number you're going to call. And today is Listener's Appreciation Day. And because I appreciate each and every one of you, my listeners, whether you listen on archive or you listen on your computer or you call in, nonetheless, I greatly, greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I know that this is our year, individually and collectively. 2011 is our year to excel, our year to experience greatness, our year to expand into all those amazing things that we are in pursuit of. Now, I mentioned that I have goodies that I'm giving away. So, I am the contributing author of a book called Conversations on Success. I co-authored the book with 14 other contributing author with 14 other people. Among those 14, we have Diana Bohr, we have T Boyd, and we have the Minute Manager. So we have that book, and I want to make 15 copies of the book available to anyone who will call in this Listener's Appreciation Day. For anyone who will call in and share with us live here on the air about what plans they do have in place for the 2011. And we have a caller here. Let me reach out to the caller. Caller, good morning. You're on the air. Your first three digits are 617. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Daphne. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Dr. Mills?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing okay by God's grace.
Oh, God is good. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm still here down in New York City. So as a matter of fact, I am broadcasting out of New York City. And there's a debt in our family. And because of that, running here and there, I did not get the opportunity to book a guest. But, you know, God makes no mistake. And I'm just going along and working on the plan He has in place. And last night at about midnight, the Lord put it in my spirit to just dedicate today as Listeners Appreciation Day.
Okay.
And have the listeners call in and say, what plans do they have in place for an amazing 2011? Because you and I know that this is the year of abundance. It is also the year of magnificent growth. And in order for us to experience all of the above, we need to be properly positioned, because you don't want to miss out. So as an entrepreneur, we will only miss out if we are not properly positioned. So I'm praying that today's show will help people to position themselves so that when 2012 rolled in, they can be calling and say to the rest of the world what this show had helped them to accomplish. So, with that being said, Dr. Mills, and seeing that you're on the air, I don't know whether or not you want to contribute about something that you're doing differently.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Miss Daphne. This is amazing. This is amazing. God is doing wonderful things. The year has begun so fresh. And one of the things that we're trying to focus on is developing an image in 2011 that will be understood and accepted, because we've come to realize that image is everything. From the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet, everything is an indicator of who you are and what you represent. And so much has been said about the spirit, much has been said about the soul, but less have been said about the body, which we know that is a container of whatever happens within you. Your body is the only means, or your physical body is the only means by which you express whatever is happening in the inside of you. And so if you don't position your body to be able to translate into a language that the physical world will understand, or the corporate world will understand, you won't go nowhere. So our focus for this year has been developing a self-image that will be understood and accepted by the world in which we live. And that is all that we are working on for 2011.
You know, that is powerful, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we oftentimes cut our noses to spite our face, because a lot of entrepreneurs, They do not want to spend money into their intellectual capital. They do not want to read. They don't want to go to conferences. They don't want to go to seminars. They don't buy CDs. They don't buy DVD. And as you rightfully said, our image is very important because we are going out there and everybody like to tell you, Dr. Mills, that they are not salespeople. Yes, we are. You wake up, you sell yourself to your spouse, you sell yourself to your children, your neighbor. So we are all salespeople.
Yeah.
And we are going out there and we are expecting clients to pay us for our services.
Yes.
And we expect to be compensated extremely generously. Now, it's a shame to say, but in the world we live today, image is at the top of that list of whether they are going to compensate you generously. And
yes,
that image, it's not only your attire, but it's your website. It's the relationships that you has created and nurtured. And it is what people have to say about you. I remember growing up in Jamaica, and they always say, oh, it's who you know. But as I grow into my professional life and has become more mature, I have found out that that's really not the truth. The truth, as I have discovered it, is that our success depends greatly on who knows you and what they know about you.
Yeah.
And I think each entrepreneur needs to take an inventory of themselves, their associations, and what's the message that's out there about you. Because before people will speak to us, they're going to speak to a lot of others who they think know us and know about us. So what your focus is, Dr. Mills, is a great one, and I just want to thank you for sharing that. And I did offer, I don't know whether or not you heard it, I did offer that anyone who had called in to share their story and the plans that they have in place would receive an autographed copy of my book, Conversation on Success. And
yeah,
I'm proud to say, I know you already have the book, but I know you can always bless somebody,
yes,
with the book. So
yes,
one will be in the mail to you, or whenever you visit Connecticut, you will get that. Dr. Mills, why don't you take a few minutes, and I want to encourage others to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Dr. Mills, tell the listeners, I know you have been on the show before, but it's a while that you have not been on. You don't even know that we have a Sunday evening segment now.
Oh, okay.
That we are dealing with life issues. People who have overcome adversity and has empowered themselves to great success. So on a Sunday evening, that's what we deal with. And God is amazing because each and every Sunday evening for the past month, it just gets better and better and better and better. So for those new listeners to the A New Day show who really don't know who you are, would you like to take some time to tell them about you and the work that you do in general?
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Daphne. And I'm glad to hear about the Sunday segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's very important people hear things that will affect their lives. And so I will also encourage all the listeners to also call in for the Sunday program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my name is Reverend Theophilus Nails. I'm originally from Ghana, West Africa, and I'm married with three children. I have been ministering as a pastor for the past 28 years. I also do motivational speaking and trainings in leadership. I work for the Restoration Outreach Ministries. Now, the Restoration Outreach Ministries has three different wings. We have the church wing, which is the Restoration Family Chapel, based in Worcester, Massachusetts. We also have the Meals Ministry, which runs our Discover to Recover seminars and conferences. And then we have the Destiny Center Project. It's a charity project that tries to bring in the less fortunate and orphans and help them to become who God has originally designed for them to be. So basically, this is about me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You have spent a lot of time here in the U.S. and also in Ghana, and you also go to other parts of the world. If you could pick out three obstacles that you think stands in the way of entrepreneurs becoming successful. It doesn't matter where they are. I mean, Ghana, America, or any other countries that you have visited. What are maybe three or four things that you see in common among entrepreneurs, Dr. Mills?
First, I will talk about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I have discovered that is one of the main obstacles in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about image, and
mm-hmm.
image is everything. Image, your image will make you win or make you lose. Your image is what you present to the world, how the world sees you, like Dr. Daphne, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that this is one of the main obstacles in entrepreneurship. People and organizations and companies normally forget that in customer relations,
mm-hmm.
want the customer to feel what he or she feels about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing how the customer feels about him or herself,
mm-hmm.
and addressing or approaching the person from that perspective. If the customer feels he must be respected, you have to respect the person.
Mm-hmm.
If the customer feels he gives you a lot of money, let the customer feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
If the feel in your company will not go on, let the customer feel what he or she feels about himself. You'll be able to maintain your customer.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the main obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second obstacle I've also seen is that complacency. When we come to a point where we think and it's the next level, but until we all live this life, there is always more room for improvement. What you don't know, somebody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
You are not steady, somebody is steady.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come to a point where you feel complacent,
mm-hmm.
you are being weak and to fail.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There is this aspect of management called controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling what managers use to measure their present performance versus their pre-established performance. And then they compare these two and see where they are failing, and they gather all the resources to make sure that they get to exactly where they are going.
Mm-hmm.
This is what a lot of entrepreneurs are failing to do. And mm-hmm. it's one of the obstacles that I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, entrepreneurs will consider this. I believe whatever they are doing, whatever they are offering to the world, will get better.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Because, you know, everything is so on mark, what you have said, Dr. Mills. Everything is so
on mark, because people are going out there and they are expecting to be compensated well, as we mentioned before, yet they are not giving the customers the services that they need.
Yeah.
And I oftentimes get into the conversation with people about taking your eyes and focus out of somebody's pocketbook or credit card or checkbook, because people can see through you and they know that you are not looking to help them. You just want their money. So, when you spoke about complacency, you spoke about customer service and controlling, all those things are right on mark. Anything else you would like to say?
That'll be all.
I'm sorry, Dr. Mills, you cut out. I didn't hear you.
Yes, that'll be all now.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. And if you know of anybody else who probably has something to share, have them call in so they can get their copy of The Conversation on Success, which is the book I am a contributing author to. So thank you, Dr. Mills, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Dr.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that was Dr. Theophilus Mills out of Worcester, Massachusetts, a powerful and mighty man of God. He and I met a little over a year ago, and we have so much in common, and we'll see what God has in store for us, whether he wants us on the same platform or anything. So we are just so excited about what 2011 is bringing for each and every one of us. It's a year of magnificence. It is a year of abundance, and the only way you can lose out is if you are not properly positioned. So, call in. The number is 646-915-8166, and let us know what your plans are for 2011. Because we want to make sure that you are rocking and rolling and you really don't lose out on what is yours. So, by the way, the chat room is up. So, if you're in the chat room and you want to talk, just type it. I will read it. So, in the meantime, while we wait on you to call in, I just want to talk about some of the things that I'm doing differently this year. And I'm in the middle of relaunching a new brand. And for those of you who've been listening since November have heard me mention that I am looking to redefine my brand.
To just do things differently. So going to be having a new company name, and I'm going to be offering a lot of different services, both nationally, locally, and globally. So I ask that you continue to pray for me. I'm going to be doing a lot more authenticity coaching, because a lot of people are going around and just watching what other people are doing instead of harnessing all the special gifts and talents and skills that you have. So that's what I'll be offering. I am going to be hopefully working with more couples, because you all know that I have a degree in Christian counseling as well. So that's something I am looking to include into my practice. So if you know any couples who is going through challenging and struggling times, you can refer them to me. I do one-on-one coaching. I do a few home visits, because there are some people that I need to work with them in their environment. So I do those too. And I'm doing online coaching. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, I can still serve you so long as I am the person for you. And you're probably saying, well, how would you know if I'm the person for you? Well, I have an intake session that I can prioritize what it is you're looking for. So before you call me, the first thing that you'll need to do is to know what it is you want. Because if you don't know what you want, then I will not be able to help you. And I will not be able to serve you effectively. So, again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And if you're in the chat room and you have a question, just type it and I will read it. If you're just joining us, you heard me mention before that I did not have a planned guest today. And today is Customers Appreciation Day. And for 15 of the first callers who will call in to share their stories, they will get an autographed copy of my book, Conversation on Success. So that's for 14 people. And for 3 people who have a great story along with a great plan that they are putting in place for 2011, you will each receive an hour of personal development coaching from me at no cost. You know that alone is worth the phone call. So why don't you call 646-915-8166. So while I wait on people to call, we are going to be playing some music as well. And just wait on you to call to tell us what it is you are planning to do in 2011 that is different from the other years. So I'm not sure what this song is, but I'm going to go ahead and play it and just hope that it will minister to us. Enjoy.
Comes a symbol.
615-8166. Today is Listeners Appreciation Day, and I want you to call in and tell us what your plans are for 2011 to make sure that you are getting all that is meant for you. So call us 646-915-8166. And it's icy here in New York City. You look outside and the ice is falling down. I don't know where you are, but I pray that you are enjoying whatever weather it is. Yes, prior to playing that song there, I was telling you about some things that I'm doing for myself, and I'll be doing differently. I am so in agreement with Dr. Mills when he mentioned about the image. And, you know, he was not just talking about the inside, but he was talking about the total package. And that is so on mark that we have to be conscious about our image that we are putting out there, because we are in business, you know, and all eyes are watching you. It is like you move into a new community and everybody is looking at the new people who just moving. And it is the same way in business. People are going to be watching you. They are observing you. And they are not going to be doing business with you right away, because people do business with people they trust and love. That is so important to make sure that we are consistent in all the things that we do, you know. In your community, wherever you go, to the gas station, to the farmer's market, be consistent, because you never know who is watching you. And as I mentioned earlier on at the top of the hour, when I say that, it, you know, in today's business world, it's not so much about who you know, but is who knows you and what they know about you. I tell you, this is such a small world. And with the internet now, everything is really getting smaller. So be careful.
just be so careful about what it is you are doing, who you are doing it with, and the impression that you are leaving. So we are giving away for 15 callers. Now we are down to 14 because the first caller got one. So we are down to 14 books now. Anyone who calls in and share their plan with us, what they're doing for 2011 year, they'll get an autographed copy of my book, Conversation on Success. I'm contributing author, and I'm featured with Ken Blanchard, the Minute Manager. I am on with T. Boyd and Diana Bohr. So it's a great book. Lots of insights in there to help you to wake up and smell the coffee, and just to do the best you can do for yourself. Because if it is to be, it is up to us. Honestly and truly, we already have everything that we need to become successful. And, you know, a lot of my friends oftentimes say to me, they wish they had my faith. And I oftentimes think that the situations that has catapult me to the extensive faith that I now have, would they have gone through what I go through? So, you know, we need to, when we pray for what other people have, we got to make sure that we need to be able, we are able to just do all the things that they have been through for getting the result that that they get. So we have to concentrate on that. But each of us, we can continuously building on what we have. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Your first three digits are 301. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Daphne. This is Cheryl Wood. How are you?
From hey! Hello, lady author. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. I got a reminder about the call today, and I was like, oh, I hope I haven't missed the whole call. I at least had to call in.
Oh, well, and, yes. I am
broadcasting. Just tell you, I love the show.
Oh, thank you, my sister. And if it was anybody I would have wished would call in this morning would be you. And thank God that you were obedient to his inclination and calling, mm-hmm. because I do not have organized guests today. We are doing Listeners Appreciation Day. And for the first 15 callers, they will get an autographed copy of the book that I'm a contributing author to called Conversation on Success.
Wow.
With Ken Blanchard, T. Boyd, and Diana Bohr. So,
oh, that is wonderful.
You are the second winner, Sister Cheryl.
Yay, thank you.
So, you know, the first one went to Massachusetts, and the second one is coming to D.C. So isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. I love your show. I love to hear you speak because you're so on fire when you talk, and you're so passionate about the subject that you address on the show. So I just had to call in and tell you, I love you. I love the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. But you're not going to get to go away so quickly. I would love for you to share, Sister Cheryl, some of the things that you are doing in 2011 to make sure that you receive that magnificent abundance that's out there for us.
Absolutely. I am just staying on the move. I have this thing. People always say, well, you need to take some time for yourself, which is true and great and all that. But I have this saying that I have to stay on the grind while I'm on the grind. Mm-hmm. So while I'm on fire, I'm just keeping it moving. I have a lineup of speaking engagements for the year. On February 16th, I'm going to be conducting a workshop for the Small Business Administration to promote women entrepreneurs, and that rolls right into the month of March. I'll be a featured speaker at this great event in Columbia, Maryland called Fabulous Moms, Women in Small Business. It's an expo, and it's for 2 days at the Columbia Mall. That's going to be dynamic. I'm going to speak a little bit on social networking. Mm-hmm. And then in April, I'll be in Rochester, New York as a keynote speaker for the Moms on a Mission conference. Mm-hmm. And I have an abundance of speaking engagements, workshops that I'm going to be hosting. Mm-hmm. On October 22nd, later in the year, I'll be hosting my second annual Common Thread Business Networking event. I'm excited about that. So I'm lining things up. I mean, like I said, I'm already having an engagement booked through October and November. Because I'm just determined to live my best life this year. I'm determined to really get myself out there to be, one of those speakers to be reckoned with, that people are knocking on my door, always trying to get me there. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing what I have to do to put myself in that position.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Cheryl, all we need to do is to run the race that we are called to run. We don't have to go in somebody else's lane, because I remember I met you last March, and the minute I laid eyes on you, I knew that you were a child of God, and I knew that God had you doing magnificent things. So you are not concentrating on anybody else. You are just running the race that He calls you to run. And that's what every one of us need to do. There's
exactly.
so much out here for all of us. But yet a lot of people spend time competing with each other. I tell people, I'm not worrying about my competition. I'm worrying about my past performance. Because my competition is not my problem. My lack of effective performance is my issue. Because, a lot of us, Cheryl, push away the blessing that is meant for us because we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a world of hoarding. We hoard information. We hoard resources.
Yes.
And what happened? The end of the year come and the stuff goes spoil, because we didn't use it. So what they say, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly. And we all have exactly the same amount of time in a day, 24 hours. So it's like, what are you going to use your 24 hours to do? Worry about your competition, or to focus your energies on being the best you and, like you said, running in the course that you were meant to run in?
That's right. You know, Cheryl, I tell you, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love your energy. I just love the things you are doing. And I want to tell you this. I notice you have not included me on any of your programs, but I am available to you.
Well, thank you for letting me know
I have driver's license. I know how to take the train. I know how to take the plane. And I even have some friends in D.C. that I could spend the night with.
Well, so, thank you for letting me know that. And knowing that you will travel... You will be at the top of my list because I adore you and I love the passion that you and the energy that you bring.
Well, thank you, because I've been thinking. I said, what happened? I see some other folks up there on her itinerary. I said, what happened to me? She ain't saying nothing to me. I said, Lord, just tell me the right time when to tell her what's on my mind.
I know that's right.
With this icy day in New York City, I'm telling you what's on my mind. But anyway,
I love
it. Cheryl,
I don't respect a woman more than a woman who tells me what's on her mind. So I love it.
Right.
And you're
going to
be at the top of my list because I respect you, I adore you, and I love your message. So you're at the top of my list, Daphne.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing God's work, my sister, and I will send you out your autographed copy of Conversations on Success.
Wonderful. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so glad I had an opportunity to call into the show. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that was Mrs. Cheryl Woods. And Wood, I keep calling her Woods. Cheryl is a powerful woman, and she is just putting a new wave of energy into moms. Her organization is Moms Are the Best over there in D.C. She's a phenomenal woman. She just published her first book, How I Flatlined in 45 Days, an amazing book. And she's just doing what she's doing. No grass is growing under her feet. She knows that she was called for a purpose, and she's busy doing that each and every day, because all she has is one day. She don't know whether or not another day is promised to her. So, you know, it's a mutual respect here. I love Cheryl Wood as much as she expressed that she loves me. And I tell you, this is one woman that I would do anything for to help her to get her message out, because she's a sweet soul. She's an amazing spirit. And I'm so excited that God had us connect and to meet each other. So check out the book. My heavens. If she's still listening, I forgot to ask her to share her website for the book. So let me see if she's still on the air. I want her to give you the website so you can pick up a copy of the book. Cheryl, are you still on?
I'm still here.
Good. Please give, I'm sorry, I did not ask you to give out your website. Would you give that so people can go pick the book up, please?
Sure. It's www.momsarethebest.net, and that's moms are, the letter R, momsarethebest.net, and you'll see a tab that says book.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, my sister. Sometimes I get so excited, and I forgot that. Do you know someone in D.C., Sherry, called Dr. Etook?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, I have to connect you both. He is he's from Nigeria, and he does a lot of work in Nigeria. And I'm sure your message would be an on-time message for the people in his country. So
wonderful.
I will connect you both. Last week, I had him on the show along with Lady O. So,
oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm very familiar with Lady O. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
I'll be speaking at her meetup group next week.
Yes, I met her years ago at the FraserNet conference. So
yes.
Yeah, that's where I met Dr. Etook too. So, all right, I'm glad you didn't hang up and I was able to get that out there. So
yes, thank you so much. I'm muting out because my little ones are up. So
yes, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, so I'm glad she didn't hang up right away. So yeah, Moms Are the Best, and they have some neat things there on their website. So go check the sister out and support her. And don't be afraid to ask her questions about how she did what she did. Because trust me, if Cheryl Wood can do it, so can you. If Daphne Clark Hudson can do it, so can you. There are no limits other than the ones that you are imposing on yourself. So get up. This is 2011. Get up and smell the roses. Wake up. Because people are sitting down. You heard Dr. Mills at the top of the hour spoke about complacency and all of that. It's like everybody sit back and everybody has this feeling of entitlement. And they think that, you know, somebody owe them something. Ain't nobody owe us nothing. We need to get up. We need to get busy. And we need to let things happen. You know, because we see today, we don't see tomorrow. We see this hour here, 10:55 a.m. We don't know what's going to happen at 11:15, 11:30. So why not do the best we can now? Let us do the best we can now and make a difference in everybody's life. So I ask you, what are some of the things that's really eating at your spirit every day? Those things are so connected to your purpose and calling, and you must take action in making them manifest. You must take action in making them manifest. So don't sit back there and blame the government and blame your spouse, your neighbor, your parents, your siblings. In other words, I encourage you to look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and have a heart-to-heart conversation with the person who is looking back at you. Because as you heard me mention a few minutes ago, that my competition is not my problem. My competition is my last performance, and I'm always striving to do my best. Always, always striving to do my best. And I am a work in progress, and I know a lot of people out there are a work in progress too. And we spend long hours working on becoming better at what we do. And we also spend long hours fine-tuning our craft. You know, with all the things that we can find on the internet, and, you know, there's nothing that we are supposed to be lacking, because the skills and talents that we do not possess. Now, I was speaking with somebody the other day, and she was mentioning to me that bartering is back in. So if you do not have the money to hire someone to give you the service that you need, look in your toolbox. What do you have to barter? You know, there's in some countries, I know that my father was a farmer, and the farmers in that district, they bartered manpower. So they would go and they would work on somebody's farm this week, next week somebody else's, and they go around and they rotate until all the farmers had their lands prepared and their crops in the ground. And I think that we can utilize that system as entrepreneurs, and that will help us to begin to develop a professional image. I know there are some people that they are in business and they say, oh, my business is not big enough for a website. No, you need a website, because everyone that you go out there and that you speak to, they're asking you, well, what's your website? So you cannot be in business and not have a website. You cannot be in business and not have an email address. And you cannot be in business and not have a telephone. So if you are just in the middle of drafting your plan for 2011, be sure that those things are at the top of your list. Do not go out there and get a website that you jack up yourself, because people are going to see and know. And don't be getting a website too that's a free one that has all the other companies advertisement on it, because when people see those things, they are not willing to pay you for your services. So get a professional image. You heard my first caller, Dr. Theophilus Mills. He said it is important for us to begin to pay attention on our image development. You know? So we got to look around and see what it is, the image that we are portraying. What do we want people to see in us? So again, I want to remind you to call 646-915-8166 and let us hear from you about what it is that you plan on doing differently today. Again, I want to let you know that I have dedicated today as Listeners Appreciation Day. I am giving away 15 copies of 15 autographed copies of my book, Conversations on Success. I am a contributing author and I'm featured with T. Boyd and I'm just drawing a blank now. Isn't that a shame? T. Boyd, Diana Boehm, and I can't believe I just drew a blank. Anyway, it is going to come back to me, and I will tell you who the people are that I co-authored the book with. So I want to just encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And today is Customers Appreciation Day. Beside those 15 copies of the book that I'm giving away, we are down to, I gave away two already, so we're still down to 13. So call in so you can pick up your copy of Conversation on Success. And if you have a great story to share along with your plan, you will also get an hour of free coaching. I have that for three people that call in. So yes, Ken Blanchard. I'm featured with Ken Blanchard, Diana Boer, and T. Boyd. Those are the people that I'm featured with in the Conversation on Success. Now, there's a lot of talk that's going around about how great this year is going to be for us. And I support every little bit of that dialogue. However, I know that in order for me to get what's truly mine, it's going to be taking some commitment on my part. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing differently. And around my spirituality, you all know that I am a devoted Christian. And I'm not a religious person. I am a spiritual person. So it simply means that it does not matter who comes to me about your religion, your spirituality, or any of those practices. So long as I am qualified to serve you, I will serve you. So when I mention now about my spirituality, I just began, today we were on day 10. 10 days ago, I committed to being part of a 21-day meditation challenge. And I decided to do this because of all the amazing things I see God doing in my life. And for years I've been wanting to practice meditation more in my life. I'm an avid prayer warrior. I'm an intercessory prayer warrior. But I needed to get the true understanding of stilling my being and concentrating and focusing and just drawing on all the energies that the universe have for me. And I tell you, I could not have done anything better for myself. So today is only day 10. So we are like halfway through. And, oh, it is so enriching and so rewarding. So that's one thing I'm doing differently and to enhance my image, the image that Dr. Mills spoke about. I also began about two and a half weeks ago, a friend of mine from New York City, she and I has teamed up, and at 5:30 each morning, we pray together. She has a devotion that she gets on her computer, and she pulls it up, and she reads it, and we go over that. And then sometimes we both pray, other times just one of us pray. And I tell you, if you do not do anything like this in your life, I encourage you to begin, try something. I'll tell you without even calling my friend's name. My friend began a new job the beginning of the year. She took the job, and when she took the job, she was offered part-time employment of 20 hours a week. And we began discussing that, and she was saying to me, "Daphne, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do with that amount of hours." And then we began praying, because we said, "God, you see what she has to get done. You know what she's getting, and we know that you can make a difference in what is happening." So the first 2 days my friend went, she was able to get more than the time that they offered to her. I think the first day she got 9 hours, then she was invited to come back for 2 more days. So those 3 days had exceeded the 20 hours a week that she was supposed to work. So then that first week, I think she got up to about 30-something or 40-something hours. Now, you know what the Lord did? The Lord removed her out of that location where she was. The Lord just had her office manager to call up one of her other colleagues at another location and telling that person that she wants to send my friend over to work for him. And that was such a blessing in disguise. Not only is my friend working 40 hours, but my friend is going to work every single day. There are times when she's supposed to go in at 2 o'clock, and her office manager will call her and say, "We want you to come in now. We want you to be here for 8, or we want you to be here for 9. And just this morning, we were praying and we were just thanking God for the provision that he makes for us. So I'm sharing this to let you know that it does not matter where your business is now and what you are experiencing. It is not your battle to fight. The battle belongs to the Lord. So let him fight our battle. Let him fight the battle for us. Because all we do is that we mess things up. But when we leave it to him, he's going to sort it out. Because my friend is now getting near to 60 hours a week when she was employed for 20 hours a week. It does not get any better than that. So don't worry about it. Just release it. Just let it go. And let God work it out for us. I'm doing the same thing in my business. And sometimes you as an individual, your flesh can get in the way and you mess things up. You ruin the plan that God has for you. So sit back, let it go, throw your hands up in the air and say, I surrender, because sometimes that is really what it takes. You got to move yourself out of the equation and let God does his work. Because once he do it, it is well done. And nobody, you know what I like about all of that though? Is that nobody, it doesn't matter how high and mighty they think they are, nobody can undo or unravel that tapestry that he has wove together. So I want to encourage you, it doesn't matter how dark it looks right now, I want you to maintain in your minds that the darkest part of night is just before dawn. So when you notice that things look so tragic, it's dark, there's a lot of turmoil and hurricane and everything going on in your life, just sit back and say, I know my breakthrough is nearby. So I want to remind you that I still have 13 copies of the book waited to hit your mailbox. So call in 646-915-8166. And if you make the decision to share your story along with your plan, you get a bonus of an hour of free coaching. And I tell you, you don't want to miss my coaching. You can ask anyone who has ever been coached by me. I am the best. Ain't no other dynamic, Daphne. There's no other empowerment specialist like me, because I lead you down to your authentic core and I help you to manifest greatness. So call me up, 646-915-8166. You are listening to Dynamic Daphne on this, the 2nd of February, 2011. And today happens to be Listeners Appreciation Day. So give me a call. I want to thank my friend, Miss Cheryl Wood, for calling in. And Dr. Theophilus Mills. So we had one caller from D.C. We had one caller from Massachusetts. And then I have the rest of you who is out there in cyber world who is listening. But I need you to build the courage to call in and let me hear from you. Just show the sister a little love. It's very icy here in New York City, so send me some warmth. I want to hear from you. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who heard the poem I read for you this morning about smile, if you connected with that in any way, I want you to call me and let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because I think a lot of times when we get up and we go through our doors, we are really not thinking about the impact our appearance have on other people. And you know, I always leave my house with the attitude that everyone that I encounter, each and every day, I need to give them a smile. because my smile might just be the only smile that they receive each day. So now you can call me. You can talk about your plan of action for 2011. You can share your story. And you can talk to me about the poem I read at the beginning of the show, what you got out of it, if anything. I want to do a bit of commercial for myself. For those of you who have been to my website, clarkhudson.com, you notice that there is a slide there speaking about the Dreaming Room. And back in the summer, I was selected among a few other elite people to be one of the chartered facilitator for the Michael E. Gerber Dreaming Room. So I'm here in the Northeast, the first from the Northeast to be selected to do this program. And I am now selecting people for the classes. And I am looking to do these classes three times a week. I'm going to be doing on Tuesdays, on Mondays, and on Fridays, beginning March the 15th. So March the 15th, we are going to have one Dreaming Room. March the 22nd, another Dreaming Room. And March the 25th, another Dreaming Room. Now, here, this is what my plan is. If I can only accommodate 9 people in the Dreaming Room. For me to do 3, I need 27 people. However, if I only have 9 and you want to condense the time in which you complete it, you can be the same person that come on a Monday, a Tuesday, and a Friday. A Monday, a Tuesday, and a Friday. Or if you can encourage your friends to be part of the Dreaming Room, then we'll have 3 Dreaming Rooms on those days with different individuals participating. So to get more details on that, please visit my website, clarkhudson.com. Click on the orange box that's there and just walk yourself through the Dreaming Room process. If you have read the E-Myth, then you know how powerful Michael E. Gerber's work is. Michael's work is in more than 170 countries. It's in colleges all over the world. And now the Dreaming Room, which I'm a part of, is almost worldwide now because it's in Japan, it's in South Africa, it's in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the USA, and 4 other countries. I don't remember which ones those are. So it is, I'm saying that to tell you that this is a powerful program. So if you're an entrepreneur or a small business person, or you're a wannabe entrepreneur or wannabe a small business person, this is ideal for you. Because what happens is that you go through the Dreaming Room process before you begin the plan for your entrepreneurial business plan. As a matter of fact, what the Dreaming Room does for you, it helps you to convert extraordinary business. It helps you to create ordinary businesses into extraordinary business. And we as entrepreneurs, we kind of have a one-track mind, if you may. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that we think that we are the only ones that can do everything. So most entrepreneurs have issues in delegating. And the reason we do that is because we have so little of everything. We don't want to hire anybody else to do anything. We don't want to allow anybody to do anything because we think they're not going to do it properly. But what the dreaming room does for us, it helps us to create an exit strategy. We can start a business. It doesn't mean that you die in the business. You can start the business, build it, sell it, move on, start another one, build it, sell it, start another one, build it, sell it. So that's what it does. So send me an email. You can send me an email right here on the show site, or you can send it to me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com and visit my website at clarkhudson.com, and I pray that I will see you there in my dreaming room. And if you are outside of Connecticut or New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey, and you would like for me to do a dreaming room for you, just get secure 9 people, and we will talk about how we can get that done for you. I tell you, it's the most rewarding investment that you could do for yourself. So give me a call, 646-915-8166. I still have 13 books to give away and 3 one-hour coaching. I'm a contributing author with 14 other authors, which include T-Boy, Deanna Bohm, and Dr. Ken Blanchard. So let me hear from you. Today is Listeners Appreciation Day on Daphne New Day Show, and we are so excited for you. At the top of the hour, you heard me mention that we now do a Sunday evening segment, and I want to take a few minutes and just plug that now for a while. The Sunday segment deals with life. It is at 7 p.m. at night, and it goes to 8:30. It's a 90-minute show. And what do we feature in that segment? We look for people who have overcame adversity, and they are now empowered, and they are successful. And some of those people are empowered, successful, and wealthy. And we want to hear from all of you. I will tell you who we have had so far on the show. The first week, I had a lady from Jamaica by the name of Sharon Thomas. And Sharon is a woman who reinvented her life from corporate America into her God-given calling and purpose. I'll tell you a little bit about Sharon's story, and you can go on the archive and listen to that show. Sharon worked at a marketing firm, and she was offered to become a partner in the business. But she knew that was not what God wanted her to do for the rest of her life. So she refused that, and she said, "God, I know you're going to show me what it is you want me to do." Well, 3 years later, she picked up the local Gleaner, looked in the Gleaner, which is the newspaper, and she said in the column close to the back, it was a tiny ad that they were looking for massage therapists. They had a school. And right there, it came in her spirit that that is what she was called to do. And then she told us on the show that the first time she laid her hands on someone's body, she knew there was transformation taking place there. My second guest, who actually listened into Sharon's story, happened to be Mrs. Asia, USA, from the Philippines. And she has an amazing story, too, that she shared. And you ought to catch it there on the archive, because if there's something that will encourage you, it's Janet's story. So check that out. And then last week, because as a matter of fact, last week, we just had 4 shows. So last Sunday, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, I had Miss Nina Hart, who is also from Jamaica, but she lives in Florida. And Nina her got divorced. She was in an abusive relationship, and she got her husband left her with 6 kids, and she grew those kids by herself. Now she has her own publishing company. She wrote 3 books. One of her sons is now a doctor of philosophy. And it's just an amazing story. She is the author of the Young at 50, or Forever Young at 50. So check it out. And then this past Sunday, I think we didn't have a guest. So I did the show by myself. We were just talking about some of life issues and obstacles and how you overcame them. So it's a new segment that we just started this year. And if you have a story, or if you know of anyone who has a story, encourage them to email me, dynamicdaphne@aol.com, or send me a message via the Blog Talk Radio show here, and I will communicate with them and find out that their story is indeed a match for one of my segments. So we deal with life issues on Sundays, and on Wednesday mornings, 10 to 12, we deal with business issues pertaining to entrepreneurship. We inform, empower, and inspire entrepreneurs for greatness. So that was my plug for the Dreaming Room, and also for my Sunday evening show. And I'm always looking for empowering stories as well for the Wednesday morning show. So send me an email. Let me know if you're wanting to be a guest on the show, and I will discuss. And so long as we are a match, you will be on here sharing your story. Now, next Wednesday, we have another powerhouse journalist on the show. And she is the host of At Home with Victoria. She's on the 9th of February. She's going to be the guest here on the show. And I know that it's going to be a powerful show. I just admire her. I admire her work so much. She has a contagious smile, that lady. And the energy, she's always on fire. So she's going to be spending time with me, and she's investing in my vision and my calling and purpose. And then we'll see what God has in store for us. So we have 31 minutes remaining in this segment. I want to encourage you to call me at 646-915-8166. And if you're in the tri-state area, I want to encourage you to be careful, be cautious. And as I heard them say on the news this morning, if you don't need to be outside, don't go. Find something inside to do. I'm wanting to get back to Connecticut, but at the same time, I want to get there safely. So I'm just going to chill right now. And when it's safe enough to do so, then I will move. I want to give gratitude to, as I'm waiting on the phone to ring, many of you have sent me messages on Facebook about the passing of my Aunt Ida's husband. I want to thank you for your love and prayers to my family, because you all know that this is not something that one is ever ready for. So I thank you. I know that the strength that she has come through all the many prayers that has been coming from across the world. You know, prayers in different languages. But isn't it amazing how diversified God is? It doesn't matter what language you pray in, He still answers your prayers. And I just want each and every one of you who are part of my social media family, how much my family appreciate you and your prayers and your generosity. So, Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And why don't we play a little music until somebody call in? So let's see which song we play. Oh, Happy Day. Let's go get some Happy Day in. Day, you know, we all have to create our own happiness, and people go around and they have long faces, they're miserable with the world and everything, but we all got to remember that we got to create our own happiness. Happiness is an inside job. Only you can give that. You can't look to anybody else, not your husband, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your sister, brother, mother, neighbor, nobody. You got to just create your own happiness. And it does take a lot. You know, you got to begin to love yourself. Do the best you can for you. And you are going to just come to realize that once you begin to love yourself, the rest of the world is going to be in love with you. So why don't you try that? Begin to love yourself. Then, you know, send me an email or something and let me know how it is working out for you. I want to also ask you, you all know I'm always begging for something. Can you all stop by my show page? Mark my show favorite. Follow me, please. Connect with me on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and also on Facebook. I love to have friends. So connect with me, and on the radio here, once you are my friend and you mark the show favorite, each and every time I'm having an airing, you will be informed as to who my guests are. And guess what? Because you're a friend and you are a member, you get front row seat. It's like going to the Broadway play. You know, all the most expensive seats are in the front of the mezzanine. So that's what happens when you sign up to become a friend of the show and all of that stuff. You get priority seating. So mark on there that you want to become a favorite and you are a friend, and leave a comment. There's a little box at the bottom of the show page where you can stop, take a few minutes, and write something. Just let us know why you keep coming back to the show. Have you gotten anything out of it? Has anything in your life changed as a matter of listening to the show? And would you please be kind enough to share the link with others? You can always download the archive show on your iPhone or all of that great stuff. I have a few listeners. I have one listener who is a private chef, and he's always listening on the show on his iPhone, and he does not miss any show. Oh, there's one thing I need to mention about the TV show, because I know some of you watch the TV show as well. On the Danbury Network on Comcast, the day is changed there. In the past, we had two different airing times. We had Thursday and we had Friday. Now you're having both airing on a Friday. You're having it 11 o'clock Friday morning and you're having it 7:30 on Friday night. So remember, the show is now being aired on Fridays only, 11 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. And that's only on Comcast. All the other stations and networks remain the same. There are no changes there. If there are any changes that comes up, I will let you know. I still have 13 copies of the book, so call in 646-915-8166 so you can share your story and secure your autographed copy of my book, Conversation on Success. I'm featured author with Ken Blanchard, T. Boyd, and Diana Bone, along with 14 other authors, entrepreneurs from across the world and across the USA. So yes, again, grab your seat and grab your telephone, or if you're in the chat room, you know, just type it. Today is Customers Appreciation Day, and I want to give you a platform to say about what your plans are for 2011. What do you want to do differently? And what are some of the plans you have in place? And, of course, it gives me an opportunity to put my 2 cents in and your 3 cents to make it 5 cents. And hopefully with 5 cents, we will be able to come up with something powerful that next year, this time, we're going to be talking about. You remember that show on Customers Appreciation, Listeners Appreciation Day, when we were saying AY, you know, all the things we were saying. And today I put all those things into practice. And as a matter of fact, this is why I'm experiencing XYZ, because I really do not want any of us to get derailed or sidetracked by paying a lot of attention on what others are doing. Hear me and hear me well. I'm not saying that you do not collaborate and work with other people so you can learn what other people are doing. What I'm saying, do not take your eyes off your goals and concentrate on what others are doing, get in a spirit of envy and grudging, because I'm here to tell you that is only going to blight your success. I want you to learn from them and use that knowledge to enhance you. And as I tell my clients and others all the time, those are the things you put in your toolbox and you pull them out when you need them. So, if you got caught in that trap in the past, I want to ask you here, 2011 is here. I can remember when we were all expecting 2000 to come and people weren't aware of all the technology improvement and people were saying it was going to be the end of the world and everything. People were taking their monies out the banks and people were catching water and all kind of stuff. At the time, I know I was working at the Housing Authority and they gave us all these huge industrial flashlights because when whatever hit was going to be hit, we were supposed to go to the residence of the old people to make sure that they were okay. And the only thing we would have had would be that flashlight. And look now, this is what, 11 years later? And we are still strong, standing strong. So we don't know when God is going to end his world. So let us not get frightened about those things, but just let's continue to keep our eyes on the prize. Let us be creative in giving better customer service. And let us make sure our image is developed in a productive way that is really selling us the best possibly way. The other thing I want us as entrepreneurs to do is to continue to invest in our intellectual capital. I tell people all the time that the investment and the amount of money that you spend on the inside of you is supposed to surpass what is spent on the outside of you. Because a lot of people spend a lot of time looking on the outer shell, and yet there's nothing on the inside. And if you're going to tell me, well, Daphne, I have limited money, I can't do this and I can't do that, trust me, you can always go to the library and get wealth of information there. CDs, DVDs, books. And if you feel that you don't want to go to the library, you can go into Barnes & Noble or any of the bookstores where you are. You can sit up there. They have nice couches you can sit in and read and acquire some information that will be beneficial to you. It is never too late. Never too late. People are saying, oh, I can't read. I can't read good. Well, go get you a tutor and learn to read. I don't know how to do math. Get you a tutor and learn how to do that. I don't have public speaking skills. Well, get some volunteer work and practice. Start practice to speak to one, two, or three people. I tell you, when I began, I remember when I began as a public speaker, I used to be speaking to the knives, the forks, everything. I would go in the dining room and I stand up in the chair, the chair that has the arms. That was my podium. So I would stand there and I was giving a speech to the chair, the glasses, everything that was there. And I was visualizing in my mind that those were people. And there were times when I would have question and answer from the people who heard my presentation. And, you know, I continued doing it. I continued doing it. Now, I don't speak to the folks and stuff anymore because I'm always out there speaking to somebody, you know, a non-profit organization, a school or something. I'm always out there doing those things. But I'm sharing this with you to say each and every one of us have to do what it takes to get the result that we deserve. Nobody is going to hold you back unless you hold yourself back. I tell you, I keep mentioning about Cheryl Wood, that woman is a mover and a shaker. You know, she said she's making sure that she's a public speaker that the people will have to reckon with. And, you know, we need to just focus on what we are doing, because when we do that, we don't have to worry about anything, because each of us is called to run a unique, purposeful life. And we need to do that with passion. So, you know, I'm not worrying about any other speaker. I'm just concentrating on the message that God has me to share. And, you know, each of us have a story. And I tell you, that is what people pays us for. They pay us for our stories. They don't pay us for the big lectures and all of that. They want to connect to our hearts. They want to connect to the soul. They're not coming out there for people to sugarcoat and tell them things. A lot of times I notice that people who have become successful, they tell people about their beginning and they tell them about the end. And in the middle where all this stuff has taken place, they don't tell the people about that. And because they don't tell the people about all this stuff that happens in the middle, people go out there and they feel deceived. Because they go out there and they expect all this thing to happen right now for them. And they found out, I got some difficulties here, some challenges here. I don't have the money. The person don't want to talk to me. They're not returning my phone calls or anything. And if we had told them, it's not going to be easy, but you got to keep going at it. It would be a different matter. They would go out there prepare, but everybody is trying to protect the next person. Even parents, we have adult children, and we are always trying to protect them from stuff. Oh, I didn't want to stress you out. I didn't want to do this. I know you're busy. I know you're there. They are adults, for goodness sake. So, you know, don't go around protecting them. People can only grow and develop stamina if we allow them to. It's like the eagles. You know, the baby eagles, the mama will go in that nest and she ruffle that nest and drop them out because she wants them to try to fly. And if they do not fly, she dips down and she grabs them and she puts them back in the nest. And again, what Mama Eagle does, she go and she ruffles the nest again and flap them out. And they drop long enough until all of a sudden the wings came out and they begin to fly. And as human beings, we need to be dropped a few times first. It's like, for me, I know all my adversities has helped to purify me. So now I'm precious diamond and I'm a gold. You know, I would not have done anything differently if I have to live my life over again. I'm thankful for all the experiences that I've had because they have helped me to build character and tolerance. It helps to build my faith, endurance, and help me to expand and develop a mighty, mighty faith. Because I remember an earlier time in my life when I used to run to everybody asking them, oh, about this, that, and the other. Now I know I don't need to do that no more. I just go to my father and I talk, and you know what? I have learned to just sit back, be still, and wait. And I tell you something, there are outside forces that try to mess up your mind while you're waiting. Then I realized, Daphne, don't concentrate on your mind. Concentrate on your heart, because that is where the authenticity comes from. So I know that I'm not unique in that way, but there's lots of other people who go through those things. And I'm sharing with you the things that work for me. I tell you, I am so empty this year. I am empty, empty, empty. And I know that this year is going to be a powerful, powerful year for me. We're going to be coming up to the closing song. And I want to remind you that we were all created for a destiny. And you got to focus on what your destiny is. And you need to live that with a mighty passion. You can fulfill your calling and purpose. I want you to bear in mind as you listen to this song that nobody in this world can stop you besides you. Only you can prevent you from experiencing your greatness. I'm here each twice a week to help you, to affirm you, to lift you up, and to help you to understand how blessed you are to be where you are at a time like this. We all have our seasons. And I know that the season for entrepreneurs is on the rise, and that is 2011. I pray that you have gotten something out of this show this morning. I want to thank Dr. Theophilus Mills for calling in. I thank Miss Cheryl Wood for calling in. And too bad you all didn't get a book. So I get to put 13 copies back on my shelf. However, I love you. Who knows? Maybe the Lord will speak to my spirit and I find some other means of giving the books away. I want to thank each of you for, again, listening to the A New Day show, where we inspire, inform, educate, and empower our listeners. And please be safe out there. Take your time if you have to drive. Don't be sliding all over the place. And follow your destiny and keep doing God's work. Love you. And the plan you have for me.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch him right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called.